Whilst we face very many, very visible problems in this current age, many of which threaten the future of human existence, they are almost certainly all consequent of a deeper flaw within the society we have built. Until we mend this fundamental problem, we won't be able to fix the many things we can see developing now around us as a consequence. But we fail to do this, and so properly tackle and overcome anything at all that besets our civilization, because we have made questioning the effectiveness of what we have built the highest of taboos. It is both arrogance and fear that lead us to do this. We have proclaimed ourselves through the modern myth of progress to be the sum of all mankind's past achievements, and therefore the most advanced and enlightened society that there has ever been. At the same time, however, we have, through fear of our own personal inadequacies, and by a sort of tyranny imposed via the weight of the masses, created a situation where people are afraid to question the beliefs modernity has built upon, for fear of being demonized and exiled from society. Affirming crowd delusions and pandering to the sentiments of less intelligent people are seen as more important than practicality and facing up to reality. Most of us recognize that something is not quite right, by the fact we simply aren't living fulfilling lives in this new enlightened civilization. But are so well brainwashed that we wouldn't dare attribute this misery to the worldview modern society is based upon. And so we descend into bickering political factions, dividing along arbitrary lines and blaming things on one another for not making society progressive or equal enough. Rather than contemplate whether the modern belief set is actually working properly, all political groups, whether left-wing or right-wing, conservative or socialist, try to sort the problems from within the context of the modern ideological framework. And so, whilst each may glimpse some facet of the problem, none can address it completely.
Thank you. Yeah.
like a seething amoral beast. Death metal tears away all preconceptions of morality and sentimentality from our mindset, bearing the world to us in its naked, gruesome glory. Here is where the only real enlightenment can exist. No society that denies through fear and stupidity the reality of its own flawed and destructive nature can know what true enlightenment is. Though outwardly our society maintains a self-confident, sneering grin, inwardly it is festering and rotting, and it shan't be long before this rot completely overruns and forces this sneer to collapse. You heard then Rigor Mortis, Wizard of Gore, followed by Pyrexia, Inhumanity, and the thrash classic, Cryptic Slaughter, Nation of Hate. This is Anton Bruckner, from his Eighth Symphony, the second movement, performed by Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you.
taken from now. Directing from me. Never sent up. The star captain. It will look like an accident. Not a short answer. Only coming epidemic now. Sex with aliens is the big problem with the modern savage. So don't tell them who we are. We're safe. Pumps are getting smaller, but cities are growing all the time. Yellow man has wounded souls.
Yeah.
History tells us that when a civilization reaches the point where it can no longer come together and operate as a singular body because of the selfishness of various individual parts, it isn't then long before the civilization falls prey to one or many outside forces that it would otherwise have been able to repel. The twilight of Western civilization glints on the horizon before us. Unless we can put aside our petty differences and dogmatic allegiances to confront the problems before us, and rediscover what previously united us, then we are doomed.